This is another story from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 15, verse 119 to 127. It's called The Story of Avaidya's Nirmal Prem. And another second title is A Doctor's Love of God. Bhaktagane kahe shuna Mukundara Prem Niguda Nirmala Prema Jaina Dagdahem. Mukunda was a doctor, Mukunda Das. Please hear, Shuna, the story. Please hear the story of the Nirmal Prem, the pure ecstatic love of Mukunda. Bhaktagana Kahi. So this is Lord Chaitanya. He's actually starting to speak here. He's with a group of devotees. Mukunda Das is there. And he says that Krishna Skaraj says in 118, Bhaktera Mahima Prabhu Kahite Payasuka Bhaktera Mahima Kahite Haya Panchamukha. Mahaprabhu became very happy. Prabhu Payasuka. How did he become happy? Prabhu Payasuka. How did Mahaprabhu become happy? Bhaktera Mahima Kahite. Kahite. Kaha. Goranga Kaha. Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga. Worship Goranga Kaha Goranga. Speak Goranga. Loha Goranga. Take Goranga's name. Kahite. Prabhu Kahite. Bhaktera Mahima. He became very happy by glorifying the devotees. And by vilifying. I mean, so if this is true, then the converse is also true. You follow? Become very happy by glorifying the devotees. But by vilifying the Vaishnavas, by vilifying the Vaishnavas and criticizing them and rebuking them, you become very unhappy. You become very dukkhi. Sukhi and dukkhi. Very unhappy. Your heart becomes contracted. Your heart becomes compacted. And it becomes sour. Sour heart, sour face. Lord Chaitanya became so thrilled and happy, Bhakta Mahima, to glorify devotees. Bhaktera Mahima Kahite. Bhaktera Mahima Kahite Haya Panchamukh. Then Mahaprabhu Kahite, he would glorify the devotees, not with one mouth, but so much effusive. He was so much effusive and overflowing with glorification of his devotees. It appeared that he was glorifying the devotees and enunciating the glories of devotees of Panchamukh. Right? Five mouths. Mahaprabhu became very happy by what? Just to speak about the glories of his devotees. Indeed, when he spoke of their glories, it was as if he had five faces. Five mouths. Lord Chaitanya informed all his devotees, listen, my dear devotees, Bhakta Sunye. Please hear the story of Mukunda's love of Godhead. That's why we call this story A Doctor's Love of Godhead. Or, we call another name for the story is The Story of Avaidya's Nirmal Prem, to use the Sanskrit. Avaidya means doctor. Nirmal means pure, pure love. So he's saying, please hear about Mukunda's love. It is very pure. It is very deep and pure love. And can only be compared to purified gold. Purified gold. Dagdahima. Clarified, niguda, niguda nirmal prem, nigud, nigudha, like we say gufa means deep, or nigud means very deep, very, very deep. Vaye raja vaidya inho, kare raja seva, antre krishna prema, inhar janibeka keva. This is Mahaprabhu speaking about his devotees. Mukunda Das externally appears to be a royal physician, engaged in government service, but internally has deep love for Krishna. Who can understand his love? That's where he was a resident of Sri Kanda. He was a Kandavasi Vaishnav, very famous village in West Bengal. I don't know if it's in Navadvip Mandal. That's near. It's Kanda. It's not very far, maybe a couple hours from Navadvip. And it's interesting, he was Grihastha. And he was a working person. He had a job. He's a working person, Grihastha. Had a family. He's a very great kirtan singer also. Mukunda Das. He would sing in the kirtans and dance in the kirtans in Jagannath Puri, Mukunda Das. But it says, although he's a physician, externally, this is his upadi, his designation. He's Grihastha, that's upadi. He's married. I mean, that means that Grihastha. But he's working as a doctor in the government. That's upadi, external designation. What is his internal position? His internally is Niguda. Niguda Nirmal Prem. Niguda Nirmal Krishna Prem. Very, very deep, very, very confidential, tight relationship with Krishna. Nirmal, completely pure, pure love. Oh, externally, he's a doctor, physician, maybe dealing with people's bodies and this and that and blood and all these things, whatever they have to do, dealing with bodies, it's a dirty thing externally, but internally his heart is totally pure. He has very deep, who can understand this? Janibeka keva. Jani means to know, same as Hindi. Janibeka, who can understand this? This is a nature. It's very difficult to judge a person. So we have a phrase in English, You can't tell a book by the cover. Until you read the book, you really don't know what's in it. The cover can be misleading. The cover, sometimes it's the cover, the picture of the cover, the title, maybe not clear. This book is no good. And then you read it, oh, it's very good. You can't judge by its cover. So external. You look at someone, oh, he's a Grihastha, he cannot appear a devotee. He's not a sannyasi. Some people think, oh, he's not a sannyasi. He's not a sannyasi. He's not a guru. He doesn't have love of God. You hear sometimes people say that. Oh, he's just a Grihastha. He's an attached Grihastha. People say, oh, she's just some housewife or this or that. No, they mean what do you know? What can you judge? Can you see the niguda? Nigud. Can you see that deep, dark, confidential region of their heart? And what do we see? We see through four defects. We see through glaucoma. We see through cataracts. Our eyes are covered with cataracts of defect. Our eyes have four cataracts. Our eyes have four cataracts. Disease, defect, pramad, vipralipsa, karanapatava. Right? It's cheating. And brahm. Imperfection of senses. Imperfection of senses means imperfection of calculation. Imperfect conception, illusion. Brahm means the tendency to be illusioned, to take real thing to be false, or false thing to be real. This is illusion. This is every single conditioned jiva, and we are conditioned jivas, have these four defects, inborn defects, which are like two cataracts in each eye. They block our vision. They give wrong vision, wrong assertion of the environment. So we should never judge by the cover. This is a very wrong thing. We have to go deep into the heart. Oh, he's a Grihastha. He's attached to his family. He's working with the Muslim government. He's a Hindu doctor working for the Muslim government. He's a royal physician of the Mughal. He's lost his caste. He's contaminated. He's not even a Hindu anymore. He's working for the Mughal king. What is this? He's getting big. He sold himself out for money. He became a mogul. He's just attached. He's a physician. A miscalculation, misapprehension. That's called brahm, illusion. But wasn't he the greatest devotee of the Lord? Unless Mahaprabhu discloses the fact, no one can understand who is actually a great devotee of the Lord engaged in his service. Very interesting purport of Srila Prabhupada. Unless God reveals to you, you cannot know who is a great devotee of the Lord. Oh, you look with your eyes, he's a big devotee. He's not a big devotee. He's a good devotee, he's a bad devotee. Is Prabhupada telling the truth? Yes. Do you believe it? Does it apply to us? Unless, that means, if Mahaprabhu Mahaprabhu doesn't come and tell you, reveal to you directly, you cannot understand. Therefore, it says, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. Right? Do you know that? So they couldn't understand. It says, Prabhupada's telling in his purport, text 120 from Madhyalila, chapter 15. Nice verse to write down in your notes. Now, hearing that, what's our response? If Mahaprabhu doesn't reveal to me who is a great devotee, that means anyone in front of my eyes may be potentially a very great devotee. Now, oh, he's just Bhakta Joe. Oh, he's a new devotee. He's so-and-so's disciple. He's not a Prabhupada disciple. Or he, this or that. So we, knowing that we really can't tell, we should be very, very humble, very, very cautious, very, very cautious, very, very careful with all the devotees. What to speak of with sannyasi, Prabhupada disciple, guru. Just ease it, da-da-da. The reaction is unbelievable. Unbelievable reaction. Every action, there's the reaction. If you, you know, if you hit a mouse, the mouse may come and bite you. You know, if you hit a cobra, you'll die. If you, the cobra's there, you, hey, you cobra, he bites you, you die. If you go over the stick with a dog and hit him, he might get angry. Hey, why you? He'll come and bite you because he's angry. Reaction. Your action, you hit the dog. He chases you. You throw a stone at the dog and maybe he gets angry. Hey, like monkey, you play with a monkey. You, hey, you stupid monkey. And you, you stupid, you look monkey, you look stupid, this, that, what are you doing? And then he bites you. But if it's a very powerful living entity and you offend, you can die. You follow? Yes? Understand. Hey, you cobra, you stupid. Oh. King cobra rises up. King cobra, when a king cobra stands up, he's 4 feet above the ground. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? 4 to 5 feet. You imagine walking through a jungle and there's a snake with these red eyes about this big looking at you and tongue going out, tongue like this long. Stand, you're like 5 feet tall and it's standing like that looking at you. That's, you'll become motionless. And then he goes, boom, on your throat. Finished. They exist to this day, king cobras. When they rise, you know, the hood, you know, they rise up 4 feet. They're 20 feet long. The hood is like this wide. you don't want to step on that guy. You don't want to see him anywhere. So this is the response that since we can't understand. Oh, there's the verse. It's right here. It's in Madhya Lila 23, verse 39. Prabhupada's saying, no one can understand. So if you can't understand, then what should you be? Humble. Respect all, because anyone amongst the Vaishnava circle, they may be a pure devotee. There's only one thing I know for sure, I'm not. That we know. That we can understand. I don't need Lord Chaitanya to come and tell me that I'm not a great devotee. Is it that you? No one knows you better than you, isn't it? So I know that I'm not a great devotee, and I can, because they say when you point a finger at somebody else, how many fingers are pointed at you? 3 fingers are pointed at you. Hey, you. This one's down. You're just like this is like. Whenever you point your finger, hey, he did this, he did that. You're pointing one finger, but 3 fingers are pointed at you. So you're pointing one fault, but there's 3 faults with you. You say, hey, well, what about? If you don't point like this, hey, this guy's off. You know, you point. This is called pointing. One finger is going to that guy, but 3 fingers are going to you. A needle and a sieve are chaining. Needle has one hole. Chaining has 3,000. But the Chinese criticized, hey, needle, you have a hole in your back. He said, Hare Baba, at least I'm straight. I'm straight and I go one hole. You're not even straight, you go like this. You're crooked, you can't even stand straight. You're going like this. So Chelny, he's curved, he's not even straight. He's got 1,000 holes and he's criticizing the needle. So since we can't understand, then we have to be, you know, I don't understand. I just pray to Krishna. I pray to Mahaprabhu that he'll reveal. In the meantime, let me be humble and respect all. Because I know I'm not a great devotee, but she may be a great devotee. But what if one of those no goods is actually too good? One of those no goods that you say is no good is actually a pure devotee? Then we're in trouble. Big trouble. The pure devotee's not in trouble. Pure devotee's still pure devotee. A cobra doesn't die when he bites you. You die. Right? He goes on and bites somebody else. Somebody steps on him. So this verse is there in Madhyalila chapter 23, verse 29. Yanar chitte Krishna prema kariye udhai tanra vakya kriya mudra vigeya nabujaya. As Prabhupada often says, Vaishnavara kriya mudra, for some reason. Maybe that's his own way of saying it. Prabhupada uses it, you would say like Vaishnavara kriya mudra. No one can understand the movements of Vaishnava. That's Prabhupada's kind of sutra version of this. Vaishnavara kriya mudra, because kriya is there, mudra is there. Janra chitte Krishna prema kare udaya. Janra chitte, in the chitta, in the heart, the consciousness of one, in whose heart Krishna prema kare udaya. In someone's heart, where Krishna prema has arisen, the vakya, the kriya, and the mudra, vigyan na bujaya. Vigyan means vigyan. You cannot realize, you cannot understand the vakya, the words. Oh, he doesn't like Muslims. He hates Muslims. You cannot understand the vakya. You cannot understand the kriya. You cannot understand the mudra. You cannot understand the words, activities, and symptoms of a person situated in love of God. Even the most learned men, vigyani, says, Vigyani Nabujai. Even if you're a Vigyani, not Gyani, but Vigyani means you have exceptional knowledge. Trivedi, Chaturvedi, not just Bhakta Bozo. You're Bhakta Bozo and Bhakta Bozi. Bozo and Bozi. What's that means no knowledge, no Tattva Gyan. Don't know any Tattva. Having read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I haven't read one book, but it was so quick. Oh, he's big, he's small, he's good, he's bad. Haven't read one book of Srila Prabhupada's or anybody's from cover to cover. Like you say, have you read Bhagavad Gita? I read bits and pieces here and there. Maharaj, actually, I read one page. But we lie. We cheat. We cheat others and we cheat ourselves. But yet, judge very fast. We're very quick at judging. That's Kali Yuga. Even the most learned man cannot understand the words, activities, and symptoms of a person situated in love of God. Vakya Kriya Mudra. Prabhupada is quoting this in his purport in relation to Mukunda. Externally, if you judge by the cover, yeah, he's unattached, he's a doctor, he's a grihastha, he's a Hindu associated with moguls, he's fallen, he's attached, he's a sense enjoyer, whatever. Vishayi, grihastha. Niguda, Nirmal, Krishna praying. Most confidential antaranga bhakta of Lord Chaitanya. Even the most perfect and learned scholar cannot understand a Vaishnava's activities. A Vaishnava may be engaged in government service or in a professional business, so that externally one cannot understand his position. Internally, he may be Nitya Siddha Vaishnava, an eternally liberated Vaishnava. Externally, by the cover, judging by the cover, Mukunda Das was a royal physician. But internally, he was the most liberated Paramahamsa devotee. Mahaprabhu knew this very well, but ordinary men could not understand it. For the activities and plans of a Vaishnava cannot be understood by ordinary men. However, Mahaprabhu and his representative understand everything about a devotee. Even though the devotee may externally pretend to be an ordinary householder and professional businessman. Lord Chaitanya goes on to glorify Mukunda Das with his five mouths. Egdin mlecha rajar ucha tungite chikitsara vatkahi tanharag agrete. One day Mukunda Das was seated with the Muslim king on a high platform and was telling the king about medical treatment. The Mughal, he was working because the Mughals were running India, the Muslims were running India for so many years during Lord Chaitanya's time and now we're in West Bengal. So they had so many Hindus working for them, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. So Mukunda Das, he was a Hindu obviously, Vaishnava, he was sitting there on a raised platform, Chikitsa means medical talk, Chikitsabhat. Hainakale eka mayur puchher adhani raj shirupari dhari eka sevak ani. While the king and Mukunda Das were conversing about medical treatment, a servant of the king came with a peacock fan to shade the king's head from the sun. It was shining on his head. We use an umbrella. Use peacock feather. Peacock fan. Mayura Puch. One sevak. Consequently, he held the fan above the king's head to keep the sun from shining on his head like an umbrella. Shiki Pichi Deki Mukunda Prema Vishtahaila Atta Ucha Tungi Haiti Bumite Bumite Padila. Bumi, in Bengali, Bumi means earth. So sometimes people say Bumi, and people from Hindu land, Hindi land, they laugh. Oh, you mean Zamin. You mean you should use an Urdu word, Zamin. But Bumi, oh, Mother Bumi, Mother Earth, Bumite. Bengali is very much like Sanskrit. Shiki picha deki mukunda prema vishtahaila atu chatungi haiti bumite padila. Just by seeing the peacock feather fan, Mukunda Das became absorbed in ecstatic love, prema vishta, and fell from the high platform onto the ground. Ati ucha tungi was a very high platform. So it wasn't just 1 foot off the ground. He went just boom. Bumite padila, he fell on the ground. Now we see peacock feathers, we go to Artik, go to Iskan, the temple Artik, peacock fan goes out, we're hardly even awake. You know, in the Mangal Artik, we can't keep our eyes open. We don't see the, peacock feather, what to speak of seeing, he's just seeing a peacock feather, which is udipan, a stimulant or excitement to remind him of Krishna. He's Brinda Devi sees a peacock feather fan and goes, loses everything. Rajara Gyana Raja Vaidera Haila Maran Apane Namiya Tabe Kaila Chetan. The king, fearing that his royal doctor had been killed, quickly descended and brought him back to consciousness. It said it was Ati Ucha, everything, Unchagam. Unchagam means high uptown, high village, Lalita Sakhi's Janam place, or at least she grew up or whatever. It's on top of a mountain, unch up. And it is Ati Ucha, very high, maybe 10 feet. It's like it sounds like he fell out of a building or something. Now, if you're a servant, you're in the office on the fifth floor and he falls, just boom, he must be dead. If the mogul, if his boss, is the king, it's the king. He says he's Rajvaidya. We have Rajguru. You go to Puri, they're the Rajguru. Right? He's the guru of the Raj. So he's a Rajvaidya. He's a Rajvaidya. He's my doctor, my personal doctor. He's dead. He just fell 20 feet or 10 or whatever Atta Uchi means. You know, he's really high platform. So high, it's not like, this little kid falls off the bed. A king, fearing that the royal physician had been killed, personally, the same, you know, the king got down. And the king's on his raised platform. The king gets off the platform, comes down to the ground. Rajbali, vyatatumi paila kontani, mukundakai ati bhara vyatapai nai. When the king asked Mukunda, where is it paining you? Where is it hurting you? Are you all right? Mukunda replied, I'm not very much pained. Rajakai Mukunda Tumi Padila Ki Lagi Mukunda Kai Rajmor Vyari Achimrigi. The king said, Mukunda, why did you fall down? Mukunda said, King, I have a disease like epilepsy. So he's hiding. There's a gupta. Gupta Bhav, so it's Gopi. Gopi means Gupta. Gupta means hidden. So one who hides her love for Krishna is called Gopi. Gup. Gup means hidden, secret. Avahita. Avahita Bhav means covered, secretive. It's not understood. It was not understood. He's hiding. Oh, yeah. Why is this happening? Oh, I have dirt in my eyes or this or that. You're crying. Oh, why are you crying? Oh, I have some bug went in my eye. I'm crying. Whatever. No one will never say anything. Mahavi, Dagda Raj, Sei Savajani, Mukundari, Hailaitanar, Mahasiddhagyan. Being extraordinarily clever and intelligent, Mahavi Dagda, the king could understand the whole affair. The king could understand, in his calculation, Mahasiddhagyan, he could calculate that this person was a Siddha Mahatma. That my Raj Vaidya is actually a Siddha. My Raj Vaidya is actually a Mahasiddha. He's a Siddha devotee. And this was not, it was not his falling unconscious, falling off the dais and going unconscious was not an effect of his disease, his rogue, his vyadi, was actually an effect of his exalted consciousness. So this is the story of the doctor's love of God. The story of Avaidya's Nirmal Prem. Mukundadas Sakhi. Mukundadas is Nigura Nirmal Krishna Prem Akhi. This is a very wonderful story about you can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a devotee by his cover.